When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
The McDonald's hash brown is better than the fries.
So wrong. The textures are out of control today.
About the hash browns?
It's not a bad take at all.
It is.
They're
both a potato product.
Yeah, well, they're different.
Nailed that, yep.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I love a good scuba shoe. Do not want to step on crazy.
You're at Hampton Beach walking around in scuba shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And you made fun of Santa wearing a sweater cape?
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tangent.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Accidentally placed balls over her.
Oh, I see it. I just pulled up to it.
Kind of resting on your head.
Yeah. Wow. Just like cool I like them.
Yes.
Yeah. And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
No, but if Schefter's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if he is right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you Shadur about that?
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. Got my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go!
Tick, tick, boom.
What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What a new. How are we doing today?
Great. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah, the weather's nice out there today. At least decent.
Yes. Celtics Wednesday, by the way.
Yes.
And Celtics cruise to their 50th win on this season last night. I think it is the fourth year in a row that they have done that. Mm-hmm. And so,
Wiggy, did you have one of those half Brooklyn, half Boston jerseys?
Nah, only Boston, man. Mm-hmm. I was only planted in Brooklyn. Okay. I was there 6 months before my dad decided to leave.
Well, without either of the Jays, and so you get it done pretty handily. Yeah. And
Porzingis look good.
But it was another night where a guy from the bench who's not talked about often stepped up in Shireman. So it's like no matter what this team gets thrown at them, and I understand it's Brooklyn, they took care of them easily. But to see another guy, another name step up in the absence of the Jays, mm-hmm. that's what Celtics fans need to be excited about.
Yeah, I was happy to see Porzingis. He had, at the end of the night, with 25 and maybe 14 rebounds.
13.
Oh, 13 rebounds and about three blocks. But he looked like he's getting back. You know, obviously, he's been out for a while with whatever that viral infection he had.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he looked good, and I think that was he played like the last 8 minutes of the fourth quarter, so they wanted to make sure his legs and his lungs, and he was knocking some of that rust off.
As a noted misogynist, were you okay with the all-female broadcast?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with women.
I thought they did an awesome job. I thought Abby Chin did a great job. Kayla Burton took care of, like, pregame, postgame, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie McMullen is obviously a legend, so she was crushing, but, like, I didn't think that anything was taken away from the broadcast. It only added.
No, they've done that before. I think the one girl they have, Diamond, I don't remember her last name is, but she's a WNBA player. And they did this last year. They do it a couple times, so I got no issues. I don't even the broadcast never is an issue with me.
Yeah. All right, well, rolling toward the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And not a concern from any of us, I think, on the Celtics currently. And we'll find out if Mego has any when our Celtics insider is on this show at 9 this morning. So, where are we on the ick bracket?
Ooh.
Are we up?
Some upsets, let me tell you.
Really? Upsets?
Yeah, there were upsets.
You want to go over them now? You want to go over them later? What do you want
to? Your show, totally up to you.
We can go over some of them now, round one.
All right, easy one. Rude to Waitstaff took care of History Buff. It was an easy win.
Yeah, I didn't really believe that History Buff was an ick.
Some people voted for it.
I think there's a lot of ladies who find that attractive in a man. But,
okay.
No one does.
Unfortunately for Ken Laird, adult Disney goers, easy win over Cracking Knuckles.
All right.
Yeah. A win for a loser.
Okay. Now here's where we get into the two upsets. Unfortunately, carrying an EpiPen fell to taking baths.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, hold on. I am shooketh over that.
I know.
So, grown man carrying EpiPen, not as icky as grown man taking baths.
Which makes no sense to
shooketh.
Me.
Shooketh.
Uh-huh.
Because I think taking a bath, if that's the way you want to bathe yourself, like, that's easy to me. But it was a landslide. Like, barely anybody voted for the EpiPen.
All right.
And lastly, this is good for Greg Hill. Flip-flops fell to keys on belt loop.
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that one, though.
This is vindication for me, honestly. Yeah. Like, the ones I'm waiting on, I think there's a matchup later in the week, which is Pushing Farts Out.
Yeah.
Which I may advance on that one.
Doubt
may, I may advance the second round on that baby. But the two biggest icks, or at least a couple of them, one is wearing flip-flops.
Right.
Nobody agrees, Lindsay. Sorry. And the other one being a history buff, of which I am, proudly.
If I had to choose between flip-flops and keys on my belt loop, I'd wear flip-flops.
You would?
Yeah, yes. Same.
Yes, yeah. And at the midday show, I heard them talking about the pushing farts out.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't really get it.
What do you mean they
like,
didn't
they
get
were
it?
Like, what does that mean, pushing farts out? Like, they didn't really, like, because they were trying to figure out how many of them had the icks.
Yeah.
And they were like, were you trying to, like, violently push farts out?
I think it's just the effort. If somebody is intentionally trying to do it,
right.
Oftentimes, for me personally, it's just lying on the couch watching television.
Right.
And I guess the expectation is that a polite person would get up and go somewhere else or something.
Yes.
I don't know. An adult
would go and do that.
That's what a,
Do you also know that if you lay on your left side, it'll make things flow easier than on your right?
Well, that's the way you should sleep. You should always sleep on your left side to aid in digestion.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes.
Oh, I did not know that.
Well, you can't do that because you're always in full... If I remember correctly, you're always in full little spoon mode because you love to be cuddled.
She loves the little spoon. She likes
I thought you were the little spoon.
No, well, I'm.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers also little spoon.
She loves to burrow into the big back.
She does.
And then every now and then,
that's not even the spoon pose. Then, like that makes if she's burrowing into your back.
Yeah, but I'm facing in one direction,
and she's facing in the same direction from behind you.
Yeah.
That makes you unfortunately.
Yeah.
The little spoon.
I'll little spoon.
Yeah,
I don't mind little spoon.
Okay, you'll embrace it?
Yeah, because you know why? When I'm the little spoon, that means I'm getting what I love more than anything is the nails on the back.
Do you wear your scuba shoes to bed?
No, scuba shoes to bed.
All right, good.
Still
only
shocked.
To the beach.
Right. Still shocked.
So we have a bunch of matchups for today.
Yeah, we'll have four today.
We can share those later.
Yep.
All right. And they're on our social media. So.
They are. Yep. Instagram and X.
I got a DM yesterday from a listener asking if Full Bracket was on our Instagram. And I believe Full Bracket is on, or at least was on, the story, Instagram story.
On our story,
right?
Your show, do you want me to post the Full Bracket as a as an actual post?
Yes, I think we should do that.
I'll do that
today. That would be great. And the Instagram of this show is The Greg Hill Show, WEEI. So if you would kindly give us a follow, we would appreciate. We might even reciprocate and give you a follow. And then you can stay up to date with everything that we are doing on this show and elsewhere. And that includes all the details on tomorrow night and our pregame for the snow show, and then Friday at Wachusett Mountain, our final snow show season. Curtis, is there going to be snow? Are there going to be trails open? Like, where are you on the weather for Friday?
Well, Wachusett's always open, so put that in your pipe. But I would also say it's going to be a nice day to ski if you're coming to the show and then going up on the mountain. It's going to be in the, 40s to 50s and sunny on Friday.
Okay.
So
all right.
Very nice weather for that. And I am so intrigued by the reaction to the old audience to the icks.
Oh.
And I always request that we have doctors call in when we have ailments.
Yes.
But if you're perturbed at, belt loop keys or something, I would really love to encourage people to tell us why it's not an ick.
Hmm.
Because that guy that called in about the medical procedures, I literally was driving around yesterday laughing my ass off.
Yeah. We may have heard from most of the angry ickers
yesterday.
Oh,
I hope not, because I have not gotten more of a response from people after the show, whether texts, people that I know, or Instagram. People were loving the icks, and we're loving the people upset with the icks.
Yes. Right.
And a lot of people are man, how did this, people are how did couples not on the same side of the booth not make it?
Right.
So there was a lot of people that liked the honorable mentions that they felt like the West Virginia governor got robbed.
774 text says, and I agree with this, the expectation that one should get up in your own home to go and fart somewhere else is psychotic.
Mm-hmm.
That is what a texter says.
No, it's just being polite.
It's psychotic.
Well, I mean, I'm not, but if you can hold it a bit, then maybe just wait till you have to use the restroom.
Okay, I'm sure you don't go running off and go poof. Somewhere else.
I don't fart, and it's probably why my stomach hurts so much.
It's fraudulent. That's cap.
Bury it in the couch. This is what I. You don't have to.
You can bury it in the
couch. You don't have to
Oh, you know Greg's the type that blows it towards Lindsay.
Right. He's what he says. He's leaning over and pushing it out, so it's she knows what he's doing.
No, I would say I'm
be discreet.
I'm more reclining on the couch, watching television, and I feel something building,
right?
Something working, and I put a little effort forth and go,
because that is
what doctors say is good for you.
And you lift your legs up you get the pants there.
And honestly, it's not. It should not be a big deal. Every person in the world does it. So the fact that society makes such a big deal out of it is odd to me.
It's just being discreet, I think. That's the thing, right?
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't want, my wife or, just people leaning up and just
It's not like that. It doesn't make sense.
Well, then how does she know?
I'm making the effort to do it. She can tell that I am making an effort as opposed to just lying there on the couch.
Asked Dr. Diana about why you have to have such an effort to fart?
No, I haven't talked to her about that. I did ask her if the amount of times that I would say with regularity I fart is normal.
And are you having diarrhea?
She said thumbs up on that. Completely normal.
I wouldn't talk about
when you say you're making the effort, why do I see you in Step Brothers, where the the act John C. Reilly kind of leans over?
Yeah, I don't. If you're asking whether I do pull my finger or something juvenile like that, I do not do that. It's just
that seems like something you do.
It's just a tiny little effort involved.
Also,
and I think that's fine.
Let me be clear, because people are out already. I understand everybody farts. Me saying that I never fart, it was not that serious.
Right.
Not that deep.
Yeah, no, we understand.
She's unbearable. Courtney, stop lying.
We know.
We get it.
We are aware, and it's a natural, normal human reaction. So. Yeah. And also, it's been determined not to be an ick anyway, so I don't know why,
yeah, scientists
don't know why we're spending so much time on it.
I do think if the ick bracket noted the sound you made prior to farting, it would have won.
Well, no, we haven't done it yet.
Oh,
pushed
okay.
out farts. Oh, hasn't come yet.
Oh, it hasn't come yet.
No, no, no.
All right, well, we'll see what, we'll see how the people choose to vote.
Yep.
All right. please. Celtics Wednesday. Mego here at 9. Before that, we will get to our leads coming up in about 15 minutes at 6:25 or 6:30. And then they set it at 7, and that will be a quick back and forth, or whenever we're done with leads. Sometimes I say 7, and it's 7:20. Whenever we're done with leads, we will get to they set it. And that is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday. We will certainly discuss what one Pittsburgh Steeler said yesterday about waiting for the biggest dink in the NFL to decide where he is going to play this season, among other things. Mm-hmm. So that is coming up later. And the news at 7:45 with Courtney. Science has apparently officially determined how much more the hot people make at work than we do. So we will get to that news at 7:45 in addition to everything else. And then, should they be worthy, we will play your Hill Notes back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. And yesterday I felt like was a stellar day for Hill Notes. So if at any point this morning you are moved to share your thoughts, your witticisms with us, you can do it in the form of a voice note left on the Odyssey app. And you will see the microphone in the upper right-hand corner. And it is very simple, whenever the mood strikes, to leave us a Hill Note. This is Buck from Connecticut. Hello, Buck.
Hey, Greg. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Hello, everybody else. Courtney, definitely my queen, too. I'll be honest.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Love you.
Hey, it's mutual, hopefully. Anyways, so I have a question about a clarification on it. The keys on the belt loop.
Yeah.
I'm a heavy equipment operator. I don't put my car keys on my belt loop, but I put the keys to the machines that I operate on my belt loop.
Let me ask.
I was walking around yesterday, and I couldn't help but wonder.
Let me ask the blue collar guy in the room, Curtis.
Yep. Hey, Buck.
Curtis, heavy machine operator.
While at work, totally fine.
Okay.
If you leave work the machines you operate are still at work, then said belt keys should be removed from belt.
Bingo.
Okay. Yeah.
In the Twitch chat, many are saying work is an exception some icks.
Yeah, like Jim Morrison needs his keys on his belt loop.
Yes. You mean Frank?
Frank, yes. He's going by Frank now when he's at school cleaning, bathrooms.
Correct.
Picking
as
up
a custodian,
poop.
He needs the keys for work, so that is not an ick.
Yeah.
If he's wearing them out to the club or the restaurant, then that's a problem.
If he's still performing, maybe in his garage, then we got issues.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Glad we got that out of the way. Should we do a Connecticut road show?
Oh, yeah.
Never done one before.
I want to try the Beats. Everybody raves about it. I've never had it. Some people say it's the best around.
Yeah.
I've never had it.
Beats.
New Haven Pizza, I think, is, top tier.
So that's why I would love to.
But I don't know if we would want to do a road show in New Haven, or there are some beautiful towns and cities that are on the water in Connecticut.
Well, leave me alone. Let me have my pizza.
Yeah, we can invite Dale.
Fairfield would be fun.
Is that on the water?
On the water, yep.
Yeah.
I feel like you should be able to get a Beats anywhere in Connecticut. And if it's that good.
And if it's that good, we can have it brought to the
show. Yeah, we can have it from anywhere. It doesn't have to be a specific place from. What's the place in New Haven, you guys said? Yeah. There got to be other good Beats stores out there.
Now, I see this argument from time to time. Like somebody in the Twitch chat says, the signal doesn't go to New Haven, Connecticut. That is oftentimes the point of a roadshow. When it comes to what some might call guerrilla marketing.
Okay.
The idea is to get your product out in front of others who might not know about your product.
Yeah. Right.
And the signal, quite frankly, has become irrelevant due to technology. So
Therefore, to answer that argument in the Twitch chat with regard to specifically the Nutmeg State, if we are in Connecticut, we meet some people, theoretically, and boom, they download the app, and they are listening to us wherever they are, whenever they want.
Well, we had a Connecticut couple that was down in Fort Myers asking, when are we coming there? Because they felt slighted because there is a big Connecticut fan base that supports, obviously, all the local teams and a certain part of Connecticut where they feel like we're not giving them that same type of energy we give to the other states.
Connecticut takes a lot of abuse. Like James17 in the Twitch chat says nobody cares about Connecticut. I don't agree with that. Yeah. I care about... They're kind of New England adjacent. Like
Yeah, they're split.
I don't know. Yeah, and some of them are Yankees fans, which is offensive.
And
but
one of our greatest, probably the greatest ever person to come through Massachusetts moved to Greenwich. So,
yes, Tom Brady was at one point. He did buy a house in Greenwich, I believe. I believe that's what and I really
a Greenwich roadshow would be the least blue-collar thing we've ever done in our
They don't have a house in Connecticut.
No, I don't think we would be doing a Greenwich roadshow.
Well, don't we do a Newport? Is it Newport like kind of like...
We haven't done Newport. We did the Audrain car show, but I mean, anything is possible in this upcoming roadshow season. Yeah. So, all right, let's get right to Courtney and to what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
This morning brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Celtics take care of the Nets last night without Tatum or Brown. 104-96, your final. Kristaps Porzingis led the team with a double-double, 25 points and 13 rebounds, but it was Baylor Shireman who had a career night with 20.6 threes in his 16 minutes played. Here's what Joe Mazzulla had to say about his three-point shooting.
Yeah, I mean, it was more than the threes. I think it was his, he got some crashing. He got two big offensive rebounds for us. He got two steals. I think it was a deflection in the fourth quarter. And then obviously his threes helped. We went small and we were able to have our spacing. So just got to continue to make plays. Again, it's, the threes are a plus. To me, it was the defensive effort and the offensive rebounding and the toughness that he played with.
Yesterday's Sox game with the Yankees ended in a tie at 4. They have the Tigers at JetBlue today. First pitch at 1:05. You can listen to that matchup on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. We had play-in games last night. UNC beat San Diego State, so they will take on Ole Miss. And Alabama State beat St. Francis in a close one, 70-60, the final there. They will take on Auburn. Tonight's play-ins will be Mount St. Mary's against American, and Xavier is taking on Texas.
By the way, just to give him some credit, Baylor Shireman attended our event on Sunday, the Southeast Social at Loco. I don't know if, Wiggy, did you meet
him? No, I didn't get a chance to
Curtis, meet him. Curtis, were you, I think you may have been gone by the time he got there.
I was gone at that time.
Very nice man.
Okay. Wow.
Very, very, very nice man. And appreciate him coming out to support the foundation and South Boston.
The opposite of a Greg Hill jinx.
Correct.
Yeah,
yes, that's important to note, yes.
And with so much to love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event with your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I'm working on my vocal fry today, so I hope that was okay. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney, great job. One for one. It's currently 34 degrees in Boston, afternoon high, sunny and 50.
When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone.
On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Celtics Wednesday after another win, and Mego will be with us at 9, our Celtics insider here at WEEI. This is Mike from Connecticut. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Great show. And first thing, Greg, at the end of every show, when you say thanks for listening, that hits home with me. I think it's awesome.
Oh.
But road shows in Connecticut. Old Saybrook, Connecticut. Saybrook Point Inn, you would rock that place. Hmm. Another place is the Griswold Inn, Essex, Connecticut.
Yeah.
And anywhere in Mystic, Connecticut.
Mystic.
If you have it in Connecticut, I'll be there.
Okay. Thank you, Mike. And I have, Mystic has been suggested, as has Old Saybrook. Is that old with an E, Saybrook? I would assume it probably is.
Okay.
It's New England.
So, I do like Mystic. I've been to Mystic before.
You have?
Yeah. Obviously, you got to stop in Mystic Pizza. Mm.
I don't know. That's not really the Abitz that Wiggy wants. I don't think the Mystic
Pizza. No, I don't know. What's the Abitz out
You
there?
Want the New Haven Abitz, like Sally's.
Oh, okay. Is that what you want?
Pepe's.
All right.
That's the Abitz.
What about Abitz by Dre?
You could get Pepe's in Chestnut Hill, though.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the same.
Well, it's like it's a chain
when,
now.
It's when people try to do bar pizza anywhere else other than the South Shore, it's not the same. Right. So I would assume you got to go to New Haven to get legit New Haven pizza, be my assumption.
Right.
I've had Pepe's before. It's good.
All right.
It's not my style.
I don't know. Like I said, I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing about Connecticut pizza. The only time I really go to Connecticut is when you do the golf event from...
the Echo Store golf event we do at Foxwoods. Yes.
So, I don't know much about there, and I've never had pizza from there.
Chime, we should get Jake Knapp on again. Maybe around Masters time.
I think that would be awesome. He crushed it at the Players. Like, I think he finished T11.
Yeah.
So he did awesome.
Yeah. We jinxed him, unfortunately, with his previous appearance, in which he blew it on Sunday, I believe. But... we should get him on again.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be great.
This is Cotto from Boston. Hello, Cotto.
Good morning.
What's up?
So I just saw this report that Tom Curran has said that the Patriots, they're very wary that a number one receiver would come here, a veteran receiver would come here and be, quote-unquote, too demanding for Drake May.
Yes.
And... I mean, I think it's time, second year, I think it's time for him to step up, and I think it's time for them to get a number one receiver for him. Mm-hmm. I've been seeing a lot of things about trading the number four pick to San Fran for Ayuk and a second, and then we would get their 11.
Mm-hmm.
But if that doesn't happen, I haven't really heard you guys talk too much about that kid from Arizona, McMillan, and I guess what is the downside of getting a receiver like that? Is it because of the past picks that the Patriots have had, or what do you guys see wrong with him or that you guys don't want him?
Okay, thanks for the call. We'll go to the professor and to Wiggy on this momentarily. But first, Tom E. Curran did say that on this very radio station yesterday, which sounds a little bit to me like some Patriots spin special from the Patriots. However... the suggestion that he made was that certain wide receivers would be too demanding of Drake May when it came to getting the ball. Like, I guess the assumption is that they weren't in on certain guys because they felt like they would be. Curtis was talking about this yesterday. A problem when it came to wanting the football.
Yeah, but if the guy is going to be a number one receiver, then it's up to the coach to make sure that you're drawing up and designing plays that gets him the football. That's the only time receivers demand the football.
But whether it's Tommy Curran in my lead, somebody else is speaking about receivers for the Patriots right now, and I think that the Patriots are whispering to certain people
you
to
do.
Get a certain narrative out there, yeah.
So should we wait? Shime, you want to weigh in on the other part of...
T-Mac?
Yeah.
Yeah, look, I really like T-Mac. There will be people on here like Jones who hate Tetero McMillan because they remind him of N'Keal Harry. He is nothing like that. He is far more explosive. Think what you want about the Pro Day 40 time. It doesn't matter. It's just confirmation bias one way or the other. I think he's fast enough. He's explosive enough. He catches freaking everything. He'll pluck it out of the air. Yeah. Like, this guy is a good football player.
I've seen him play in person a couple times because my son and him went to school together. They were in the same recruiting class at Arizona. And he is one of those high point balls. Like, he's a legit 6'4". He was an unbelievable volleyball player. And
so was Shime.
Yes, so was Shime.
He was probably better than me.
I think their verticals.
I could set it to him, though.
Verticals are a little different. The only knock on him was, does he have that breakaway speed to be able to get out? But he has legitimate, you know, like Mike Evans size where you can go up there and make plays.
Can I ask a question just quickly? And yes. I don't want to get bogged down in this. But Shime says that Shedeur Sanders is not a top 20 pick. He's overrated, right? You wouldn't take Shedeur Sanders until what spot in the month?
21, okay. Where the Steelers are.
So if Shedeur Sanders isn't great, then why don't you want Travis Hunter at 4? Because then he made Shedeur Sanders. Like, you have to think one of those guys is good.
No, I don't. Well, I also think the thing with Travis Hunter is like, I don't think he can play both ways in the NFL.
Well, he's not going to.
Exactly. So he's not a top five pick. If the reason Travis Hunter is so valuable in college is because he plays both sides of the football.
No, but
I don't think he will.
I mean, he led the nation in touchdown catches. And
okay.
If Shedeur Sanders
at Colorado, the one good team they played was Kansas State. They were ranked, and Travis Hunter had like less than 50 yards.
This is something, Greg, and it's there is a bias because, and I'm not saying this from Shime, the national conversation. Usually, I would say not since Tim Tebow has there been a quarterback under a bigger spotlight with more controversy surrounding him than Shedeur Sanders at Colorado.
Yeah. Because it's one person. It's because of Deion.
Exactly. But we all watched Colorado, and the vast majority watched Colorado and rooted against them and were waiting for them to fail. Whereas almost every other great college quarterback will have the rivals, dislike him, the conference, whatever. But like this, the spotlight and the manner in which Shedeur was covered is almost unique only to Tim Tebow.
Because it's all about Deion. If it was Shedeur Saunders and his dad name was Tim and was just like a truck driver, people would be like, oh man, this kid's a great player. But it's because of like Deion's personality, especially in college when you hear him, he's very cocky and all that. And so people don't like that. Mm. And they don't like the way, you know, he took his kid to Colorado. He took his kid to Jackson State. Mm. So, and a lot of that is based on him.
Also, Tim Saunders.
Yeah.
Keys on the belt loop.
Yeah. And they'd be like, oh, we would love Shedeur if Tim was his dad.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
REM, the pride of Georgia. Great choice this morning. Hello. And leads this morning brought to us. I don't have the copy in
my
front
fault.
Of me.
Forgot to print it out. I forgot to print it out for you. That's my bad.
Shine. You're focused on other things like the draft and reviewing film and Pokemon. So it's fine.
Sure. Knee deep in Pokemon content.
Who is presenting the leads this morning?
The leads are brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
Thank you. Your lead, sir.
Good morning, Greg. I'm kind of sick and tired of all this Patriot nonsense. And this is kind of where my lead has come today because I don't think that this leadership group is going to do it. I'm kind of out. I'm just kind of out.
Wow.
Everybody got excited about this Garrett Bradbury signing yesterday to play center. I'm like, good for you. That's great. A guy who could play center. Where was this weeks ago? Where's the left tackle? Where's the wide receivers? I'm kind of out. I don't have any faith in anybody anymore. I don't have any faith in that organization anymore. I'm kind of losing it. Maybe I'm just losing my mind. Maybe it's a total 180. Don't care. I'm kind of over it. I look at this team and I'm like, cool, you went and signed Robert Spillane and Milton Williams. Why do I not have a receiver for my good young rookie quarterback? Why is his blind side not protected? Why is this right tackle, a Jets right tackle, who was on an awful offensive line last year, who might sound really good in a press conference, but I don't know if he can actually still play football because he's old. I'm just kind of over it. They have zero intention and desire to improve on offense. They make it seem like they are interested in all these guys, but they're just being the Red Sox. They're kings of interest. They're not actually pursuing anybody on the offensive side of the football, and it's infuriating.
Well, I mean, would you like to see him play an actual down of football first?
I have zero interest.
No? Okay.
I'm mad.
Okay. Maybe we'll pull him back in.
Can I jump frog Curtis to then just
leapfrog?
Same thing.
You need Curtis's permission.
Yeah, Curtis, would you mind?
Not a problem at all, Courtney.
Curtis never says no to a leapfrogging.
Yeah. Yep. Sorry, jump frog. Okay. Who am I?
That's all right.
Jump frog.
So everybody keeps talking about the receivers. When are they going to do anything with the receivers? Blah, blah, blah. Good friend of the program, Devin McCourty, spoke with Mass Live yesterday, and he started talking about Mac Hollins. And I believe that I love Devin McCourty. Someone may have whispered to him, we want to push a narrative. So he said, Josh McDaniels is going to be hard to play for. You have to be mentally tough. Mac Hollins comes in at 5 o'clock in the morning and he does this. And he's probably the 60th best receiver in the league. And he works this hard. I think they've missed that since Edelman left. Maybe not the most vocal leader, but when guys look up and you see how hard he's working for young guys, it blows your mind. Man, I need to do more. They haven't had that. So he goes on and on about how Mac Hollins is going to be the key of this receiver room.
Mac Hollins has had over 400 yards.
Stop it, Devin.
But I am telling you, very interesting because and I've been part of it. All we've done is talk about the lack of receivers. When are they going to do something at receiver? And to have Devin McCourty during this time start talking about Mac Hollins and that he's the game changer for the Patriots.
You think they're spinning it with Devin McCourty.
Come on, Dev. That's big cap that he's the game changer. And can we stop with this whole works hard? Devin knows better than that. Every player works hard. So what's he saying? Kendrick Bourne doesn't work hard? Kendrick Bourne doesn't show up early.
Basically telling you that they haven't had a wide receiver who worked hard since Julian Bubbs Edelman. Yeah.
So nobody works hard.
Kendrick
Bourne doesn't work hard.
I'm not buying that at all. I think that guys, guess what? Guys work hard and they're not very good. That's the part of it. Guys show up early. They work out. They run. They do everything they need to do. They stay late. But to
have somebody that was in that locker room not that long ago say that,
did he play with Kendrick Bourne? Didn't he play with Kendrick?
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I guarantee you, if we had Devin on the phone right now and I said, Dev,
me to text him?
Yes.
Did Kendrick Bourne work hard? He'll be like, yeah, he worked hard.
Okay, I'm just reading what he said to Mass Live.
I know what he's saying, but I think sometimes they come across as
Are you saying Devin McCourty is being fraudulent?
I think Devin McCourty is...
That's what the text is going to read.
Yeah, I think Devin McCourty is trying to be very, very...
Dev. Should I call him Dev?
Yeah.
Call him Dev.
Wiggy is
says the Mac Hollins stuff is cap.
He's calling you fraudulent. Oh, you want me to use cap?
Yeah, say with a Mac...
But I don't normally text him and use cap. He might feel like I'm being fraudulent.
Yeah, but if you're saying Wiggy's saying it...
I think you should say fraudulent.
Wiggy is calling you fraudulent. Mm-hmm. Please respond immediately.
No, I'm saying it's cap.
I got you.
So I don't buy the whole Mac Hollins. So Mac Hollins is going to change the room.
He goes on and on.
I'm
telling you, he was going on and on about how when he played against Mac Hollins, he hated playing against him. He thought that he was, way harder than people give him credit for. So
I mean, he's right. Shime's right. His best year was 400 yards.
So he had 1 year where he had 690 yards in Vegas. Outside of that, he's never been over 400 yards
without shoes, though.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, he calls his cleats foot prisons.
Yes. So it's pretty amazing what the man can do without shoes.
He's a good Instagram follower, too. I mean.
grown man not wearing shoes in public place? Yeah, did we discuss that yesterday?
Definite. Shine loves it, though.
Shine's into it.
Okay. Get these foot prisons off.
Yeah, we got to take a quick break. Great start this morning when it comes to leads. We'll get to Curtis's lead.
And can I give it a quick tease?
Yes.
We have the answer to the biggest question we've ever had.
In this country?
Yep.
All right.
Wow. 80,000 pages. Curtis did work last night.
Better be some payoff in this, baby. That is one hell of a tease, Curtis.
You got
All right, Curtis's lead is next. When you become a parent, or even when you just start thinking about the future, everything changes. Biggest thing on your mind is making sure that no matter what happens, your family is taken care of. That's why financial security is important. If the unexpected happens, you want peace of mind knowing your loved ones won't be left scrambling. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy. 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. One of the best things is that for most people, there's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online. It's a simple process that helps provide financial security and helps protect your loved ones. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies as low as $30 a month. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
Good morning and hello and thank you to Robbie streaming us at WEEI.com in the office already this morning. And it's only 10 minutes of 7. Early bird gets the worm. So reminder via Robbie that if you cannot listen on the radio, you can stream this show every day at WEEI.com. You can also watch it on YouTube or on Twitch. And this show on Twitch is brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. There are three locations you can visit. One in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and the other two in Maine, Portland, Maine, and Bath, Maine. Visit springersjewelers.com. This is, before we get to Curtis's lead, this is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
It's like the Patriots spin. Wiggy, you play pro football. Every big receiver, every number one receiver wants the ball. Rice wanted the ball all the time. It doesn't take away from guys winning. It just shows you they don't want to play big money at that position. And Shine, you keep hating on Travis Hunter. When Travis Hunter left high school, he was the number one corner in high school football over Will Johnson and by far. He's really a corner. Wiggy, you're right. I wouldn't draft him as a receiver. If he just concentrated on corner, he's the best corner in this draft. It's like, it just takes away from what he does at corner at receiver. Shine, for some reason, you hate on that team. I think I know what it is, but you guys have a good day.
Why
do I hate Travis Hunter and I love other players
in this
draft?
Because you did this when he was going for the Heisman, you took away from stuff that he does. Nobody else ever does what he does.
Because I thought what Ashton Gentry was doing was more impressive.
He's trying to give it to a guy who's going to have 16 games to break a record that was set in 12, man. Like,
that's great.
On,
what Ashton Gentry was doing was more impressive to me than what Travis Hunter was doing.
You see all the dudes on NFL Network, he's the best corner in his draft.
Yeah, I think he's the best corner.
I disagree. I don't think he's the best corner in this draft.
He's way better than Will Johnson. When you look at, go back on three and show what he shows his stats compared to Will Johnson and all of them when he left high school.
Yeah, you want
to
compare stats? That's great. He played for Colorado.
Deion told him he could play both ways.
Yeah.
The college just wanted him to play corner.
Right.
So I don't draft him as a receiver. I agree with Wiggy, but it's like you got to stop hating on this kid. You blatantly go left on him, man.
Walter, thank you.
Let me just say this. If he is going to be primarily a cornerback, not something you should be doing after your offseason.
Especially in the top five.
It's not at all a need anymore.
No, I don't. That's why I said drafting him when you already have two corners, it doesn't really, to me, make sense. Is he an elite corner? Yeah, if you watch his ball skills and the way his footwork is, and you watch him play, like, that's his natural position.
Well, mark my words. I am no Tom E. Curran.
Right.
I think Tom E. Curran has suggested that himself.
Right.
But if he is available at number four,
right,
your New England Patriots are taking him. That is... Those are the whispers that get louder and louder and louder.
And every wide receiver is a diva. Find me a wide receiver who isn't a diva.
Well, that's what Walter started by saying, that this is, when it comes to Tom E. Curran saying yesterday on this radio station, that they didn't want to give Drake May a wide receiver who was difficult.
That's stupid.
That he's, Walter, saying that is more spin from the New England Patriots.
Yeah, that is just dumb. Like, I mean... Everybody wants and everybody loves, and Vrabel coached them, A.J. Brown.
Right.
A.J. Brown is
on... But A.J. Brown, the argument would be he's going to come here, and he's not going to get the ball enough, and that is going to create a problem for a young, the young lad who is Drake May.
Okay, I know this isn't your point, Greg, so I'm not... Yeah. This isn't going to you,
yeah.
But... Did Steph Diggs hurt or help Josh Allen?
Helped immensely. Helped him.
Kind of a mercurial guy. Not exactly, right. You know, oh, hi, buddy. Let's throw the ball around today.
Well, he helped them until they needed to ship him out of there.
But he served a massively important purpose.
Yep.
He elevated Josh Allen to an elite quarterback status where he now sits and doesn't need him. Just like Mahomes doesn't need Tyreek Hill anymore.
All right, Curtis, let's get to your lead. I can't wait for this.
I cannot wait either. So yesterday, the president released 80,000 files of released the remaining files unredacted relating to the assassination of JFK in 1963. And a lot of it, most of it, is just regurgitated stuff now with certain names able to be seen in the light of day. However, two things were of note to me. One, the CIA noted that Lee Harvey Oswald was a bad shot.
A horrible shot.
So if you're going to have someone in that pressure, in that situation, it would be like Shime from 40 feet nailing a birdie at the PGA Championship. Secondly,
or maybe even trying like a 3-foot putt.
Right.
No disrespect, Shime.
That's
fair. No, three's fine. Three I could do.
Golf. No such thing as a gimme with Shime.
Golf is not your game.
It's better than yours.
It really isn't.
Oof. It is.
You've never proven it to be ever.
I've watched you tee off at like two par threes and shank both of them.
So
Chime, you are lying your ass off. Right,
I have
now.
Video evidence.
Honestly,
of one of them.
I am
you and your flip flops.
Oh, I'm spooked.
Chime, at times during my life, I've been a low handicapper. How dare
you?
What
was that, like 500 years ago?
Under 10.
Like, just to get it back to the lead,
yeah, okay,
Greg, your drive went back and to the left.
Okay, yeah.
The bombshell for me, what seals what I already knew, the CIA assassinated JFK. And the reason I know that, part of the redacted files yesterday, quote, the day after the assassination, Gary Underhill, a CIA agent, left Washington in a hurry. Late in the evening, he showed up at the home of friends in New Jersey. He was very agitated. A small clique within the CIA was responsible for the assassination, he confided, and he was afraid for his life and probably would leave the country. Less than 6 months later, Underhill was found shot to death in his Washington apartment, where the coroner ruled it a suicide. That's it. I don't know who did it.
Why'd they do it? I guess my biggest thing is, what was the
he
main...
He was not malleable.
Okay,
the military-industrial complex wanted to go to war in Vietnam,
okay.
And JFK was against, he sought a hard peace, not war, across the world.
Okay.
They were also pissed off about Cuba and the Bay of Pigs and all that stuff. Like, they didn't, he wasn't, Curtis is exactly right when he says malleable.
Right.
He, as the president, he wouldn't do what the CIA wanted him to do.
Right.
Exactly.
They wanted him to be like President Bradfo. Is that his name?
Bradford.
Yes. Yeah.
Same
on
kind
paradise.
Of thing. Same kind of thing in paradise. So, Curtis, you believe that we do not, when it comes to Lee Harvey Oswald, we did not get the right guy.
Of course not.
Okay. Interesting. Very interesting. We will take a quick break. I am going to compose myself because it nearly came to blows in here moments ago. I will compose myself during the break, and then we will get to
It's an easy fix. What? Don't we have the Numbnuts Invitational?
We do.
Can't you guys just play against each other?
Nine hole playoff.
Oof. There you go. I mean,
I'm not giving him shots because that's the first thing.
Don't need
do
him.
Shine.
You don't need him.
Nope.
Nine hole playoff. What would you guess? What will be the result?
Me by two strokes.
It's an easy fix, and we'll have a crowd.
Over 1.5, cash it.
Yeah,
and we'll have a crowd there too.
Yeah, we will have a crowd there. All right, I'll do that.
Wow,
I will do that. And we're going to need to use carts, or you will have a stroke walking. No offense. You're putting some of the weight back on. I don't know if anybody's told you. I know nobody's honest with you up front, but it's coming right back on.
I think you both look great.
All right, we'll be right back.